This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fiat of Italy owns more than half of Chrysler, and the company's been thriving. As it happens, the United Auto Workers Union owns the second largest bunch of stock, something Fiat covets dearly. But the union has filed papers to sell its stock not to Fiat, but to the public. Micheline Maynard has covered the auto industry for Public Radio, The New York Times, and now Forbes. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Why is Fiat of Italy so keen on this chunk of Chrysler?
Well, Fiat got management control of Chrysler after the bankruptcy that was directed by the Obama administration. And they've built their holdings up to about 58.5%. But that's not enough to take legal control and tap into its revenues and assets. And that's what Fiat really wants here.
But why is the union filing papers for initial public offering? Do you think it's a bargaining tactic?
Absolutely. The union's healthcare trust wants a certain amount of money for the shares that are left. And I think this is a way to let the market set the price on Chrysler. It's a big gamble, though.
Now, Fiat's very unhappy about this. And they're hinting about some kind of retribution if the IPO goes forward.
But I don't think there can be any retribution directly at the UAW or at the healthcare trust. That nobody else would take on Chrysler when Fiat took management control of it. And I wouldn't necessarily say that it's been Fiat that's made Chrysler a success, but it's certainly given it stability. So if Fiat were to say, you know what, we're not interested in buying the rest of Chrysler, that could weaken Chrysler's outlook, and it could make things crazy for the people who work there who would yet again wonder who's going to be the boss of us.
Forbes contributor Micheline Maynard in Ann Arbor, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.